Hello, everybody. I am DJ Shockley. Welcome to Falcons Film Session. Let's talk about a couple plays that got the Falcons into the playoffs by beating the Carolina Panthers. Let's start with how to rush Cam Newton in this ball game and how Grady Jarrett and the whole defensive line did a great job of doing that. Let's jump right into that play. So here's Grady Jarrett. Grady Jarrett is here. Now, what happens is they want to run a quarterback draw. Cam Newton is obviously here. They want to run QB draw. They want to run QB draw to the right. But what happens here, the Falcons do a great job of rushing upfield, but they don't rush too far upfield. You rush with some discipline. You rush and keep your lanes, and you stay disciplined in your rush lane. Poe does a good job of keeping and pushing the pocket. Grady Jarrett does a good job. But now one thing I want you guys to realize is these guys do a good job with their head and eyes. So as the play gets started, I'll show you exactly what I mean by their head and eyes. Now here, they want to run to the right. Look where AC is. He has good leverage. Good contained by Brooks Reed. Now look at the head right here of Poe. His head is inside. He has great leverage on this tackle. So Cam can't run here because he has the leverage on him this side. Grady Jarrett's head, look at his head. His eyes are attached to Cam. He has good stretch on this lineman. He can clear and release him. And as the play finishes, you see him shed the block and then make the play. Well, this is how you rush Cam Newton, especially when they try to spread you out and run quarterback draw. Each guy does their particular job, rushing a field, rushing with discipline. Then the inside guys push from the middle, shed a block, and then make a play. Great job by the defensive front containing Cam Newton, who was a very good runner. All right, let's jump into an offensive play where the Falcons executed a 3rd and 4 to perfection. And this is how they do it. Here's Mohamed Sanu. They want to get Mohamed Sanu right here on the option route. And the one thing you have to know offensively is when you're running these type of plays on 3rd and 4, you want to know if it's man or zone. So they're going to bring Mohamed Sanu in motion. By him coming in motion, and if anybody comes with him, anybody rotates or anybody comes down, then they know it's man coverage. But on this particular play, he's going to come across and nobody's going to come in motion. Everybody just bumps over. So now Matt Ryan, Mohamed Sanu know exactly how they want to work this option route because it's zone coverage. Here comes Mohamed Sanu in motion, and right now nobody comes with him. So nobody comes with him. Matt Ryan already know that it's zone coverage. Now here's the route combination you have. You have a shallow cross here, and you're going to have a corner route right here to hold this safety. Now, the guy that they want to work on is this nickel corner right here. They're going to run the option right off him. Sanu's going to come up, and he has the option to break in or out depending on the leverage of this cornerback. Now, as he comes across, you're going to see it's zone coverage. And now, look, he's taken away from the shallow cross. The corner is out the way because of this corner route. Look at all the room to work. And this nickel corner is stuck inside so far that he automatically knows, okay, we have leverage outside, 3rd and 4. Now it's an easy completion. Both guys on the same page, i.e. here comes a first down. It's a good job of everybody doing their particular job, understanding whether it's zone or man. Matt, Mohamed Sanu, all on the same page, equates to a very, very good first down and execution on 3rd down, which is very critical in a ball game like this. Thank you guys for joining me. I am DJ Shockley. This has been Falcons Film Session. See you next week.